We have now have 135 schools in Kent, so that's 42,000 children and families involved in the Walk to School campaign every week. It's not just walking to school, though. It's encouraging children to use all forms of green travel. So it's walking, cycling, pushing a scooter, that's very popular, very cool at the moment, or park and stride.
So do you think the little ones really are encouraging their parents as well, maybe to leave the car behind? Is it something that they're learning in the classroom and taking home?
Absolutely. I mean, I think no matter what type of environmental issue or broader community issues, children are very switched on. They know what's right and wrong. The trouble is it's us grumpy grown-ups that are the problem. Parents need a lot of cajoling to change their normal patterns of behaviour and transport patterns. And so the whole Walk to School campaign is really aimed to support children to arm twist, really, pester power, arm twist mums and dads to do the right thing.
And the more children from a particular school you get walking, obviously they encourage others, but do you think it actually gets the whole community involved as well to like drive safer, make sure the children cross the road safely, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it ticks all sorts of boxes. It seems to be really important for children's health and well-being, tackling the childhood obesity time bomb, getting children fit and healthy, but it also reduces traffic congestion at the school gates. It's about reducing air pollution. And yes, I think the community often respond when they see a school which is a sort of catalyst for traffic doing its bit, and then they want to play their part as well.
And I guess for some parents, safety is always a thing on their minds. Just finally, how safe is this whole thing? How safe is it to walk to school?
Yeah, I think there's this misconception that if your child isn't strapped into the back of your car as you get them to school, that dangerous people will leap out of bushes at them. And of course, the reality statistic shows that it's incredibly safe, particularly if you're walking your child to school. They're not walking independently. But a part of the Walk to School campaign is all about teaching children those vital road safety skills, and so they can take a road safety skill test at bronze, silver and gold level. And really it's all about equipping these children so that they can travel independently once they move on to big school, onto secondary school.